Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. It is 5 degrees below zero at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The yeas are 281 and the nays are 140. The motion is adopted.
The House approving and sending to the Senate the almost $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act, about 1% more than last year. It also provides for a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. It also bars the military's health insurance program from covering gender-affirming care for the children of service members. The Supreme Court of Montana is leaving the state law banning gender-affirming treatment for trans youth blocked. The justices agreeing with a lower court that found the law likely violates the right to privacy. There will be a trial on that. He was 7 years into a 10-year term, appointed by then-President Trump. Christopher Wray announced he's resigning as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. The president-elect wants Cash Patel in the job now. This is ABC News. The head of the richest pharmaceutical company in the world announced studies to determine if weight loss drugs can fight various addictions.
Weight loss drugs are good at this, says David Ricks.
They are reducing that desire cycle.
Ricks, the chief of Eli Lilly, which makes one of those popular drugs, Zepbound, wants to see if that help with impulse control can be extended.
Next year, you'll see Lilly start large studies in alcohol abuse and nicotine use, even in drug abuse.
And?
We'll also begin studies in anti-inflammatory conditions,
which are considered links to various illnesses. Rick spoke at the Economic Club of Washington.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. His name was George Kresge, Jr. Generations of TV watchers knew him as the amazing Kreskin. His friend reports Kresge died Tuesday at home in Caldwell, New Jersey. The mesmerizing entertainer and mentalist was popular for decades. George Kresge, Jr., the amazing Kreskin, was 89 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, the forecast calls for a high of 9. Mostly sunny and bitter cold with west to northwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid but light winds, a low of 6 degrees below zero. Friday morning sun, then clouds increase. Not as cold, a high of 21. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 17. Cloudy and warmer Saturday and a high of 36. Periods of freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mainly light rain Saturday afternoon. Sunday, drizzle in the morning and then a high of 40. Monday, 41 with a 50% chance of scattered light rain showers. That is your first forecast of the day. Right now, the temperature is feeling a little bit cooler than they actually are. We have winds around 8 from the east-northeast. The actual reading is 5 degrees below zero. Today is Thursday, December 12th. It is time to officially begin our broadcast day.
So proudly we hail comfort can't afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
We start the day in a positive way with a Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet. And where could I go but to the Lord? Kenny Price, Grandpa Jones, Roy Clark, and Buck Owens. And before that, Faith Hill did the honors for our national anthem, officially beginning the broadcast day. 5 degrees below zero. Ouch. This morning, yeah, the wind is there. It doesn't take much to make it feel a little colder, but I don't know. I thought it was colder yesterday afternoon. That wind was up there around 20 miles per hour. It probably did feel a little bit worse, but again, it's all in what we're used to. Don't get froze up this morning as you head out and about. We'll give you some warm thoughts and tunes here on the Light in the Milk House show to thaw out. This is Patti Loveless.
But I got to admit that I'm a little bit in love with you. Hi, it's Carl, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy. And you in the morning. Pure love, you're the picture of pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love.
Ronnie Millsap on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show today. We're at 5 on the minus side today. Kind of like the great outdoors and my wallet are hand in hand. I'm about $5 down too this week, but that's the way it goes. Also, a reminder, the Sounds of the Season concert featuring the 8th grade choir, 6th grade band, and 8th grade band will be held tonight at 7 at Richland Center High School Auditorium. All are welcome, and there is no admission fee. Also, we remind you, Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry Truck will be at Cronsage Park parking lot in Boscobel tomorrow from 11 until noon or until gone. The joint Christmas party for the Post 13 American Legion and Auxiliary will be held coming up Thursday, December 19th. And any Legion or Auxiliary members not signed up and wishing to attend must have the reservations in by Friday of this week. Call Cheryl at 608-604-4800. 7-1. The annual Cookie Candy Walk at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church will be held this Saturday from 8 until 10 or until gone. The cost is $10 per pound. Please bring your own containers for that event. Those reminders today from our community calendar.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me, buy two, get one free, all ornaments, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Today's look at sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Packers appear to be getting healthy at just the right time. Not only is quarterback Jordan Love looking like himself after dealing with early season left knee and groin injuries, but the rest of the roster is getting better as well. The Packers head into their Sunday night matchup with the Seahawks, with only one player having been unable to take part in Wednesday's practice at all, safety Javon Bullard. Led by Jamichael Stilwell's 24 points, the Milwaukee Panthers defeated the Green Bay Phoenix 88-67 last night. The Panthers now 7-4 on the season. Also, number 5 Kentucky was a winner over Colgate in men's college basketball, 78-67. The NBA last night, Houston 91, Golden State 90. Atlanta beat New York 108-100. Atlanta, the next opponent of the Milwaukee Bucks in the Bucks' chance to go for the NBA's early season cup in that early season tournament. The next action is coming up for the Bucks on Friday night. And from the NHL, the New York Rangers 3-2 over Buffalo, and Ottawa was a winner over Anaheim, that final score 5-1. The new NFL weekend begins tonight with the LA Rams playing at San Francisco. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
521, if you're limbered up here, well, hopefully all your joints aren't frozen up this morning. 5 degrees below zero, we need to warm it up just a little bit. Here we go.
This is Christmas season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. Everyone
so happy. The air is filled with romance. Watch the sweethearts kissing as they dance neath the mistletoe. It's a sight to behold for the young and the old. A merry Christmas polka. Christmas season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and party make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka.
That's Jim Reeves and the Merry Christmas Polka. Pulling out the wind chill chart, and I always hate to do that, but I'm kind of obligated to. Right now, with the temperature at -5 and winds at 7 miles per hour, that makes for a feels-like reading of 19 below zero. Mostly sunny today and bitter cold, a high of 9. West to northwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Then tonight, mostly clear and frigid but light winds, a low of 6 degrees below zero. Friday morning sun, then clouds increasing, not as cold, and a high of 21. Right now, WRCO again, 5 degrees below zero. Put those ear flaps on tight today. Here are the Everly Brothers.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Your mama, what are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie.
So lonely since you went away, I could not get to sleep, try as I may. But now you're back and you're here to stay. Still it looks like we'll be right back.
On the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO Radio. Stay with us for chances to win some tickets for Maggie May's show this weekend. We'll have those chances coming up later this morning, and chances to win in the statewide Civic Media Text to Win contest. That'll be coming up around 7 o'clock this morning on WRCO Radio. We'll give you the word that you can text in, so join us for that. I think the wind chart is, I think it's frozen. It's not moved off of 7 miles per hour for the whole half hour we've been on with you today. But anyway, -5 is the current reading at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Congress keeps talking about financial assistance for farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Introducing the next era in soybean performance, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans were bred to set new standards in yield potential and return on investment. Your best year starts here. U.S. Congressman and House Ag Committee member Brad Finstead, who farms in Minnesota, tells Brownfield, producers are having to make difficult decisions for the 2025 growing season.
In regards to operating loans and how to sharpen the pencil and how to make things work. So we're having that conversation about putting together a supplemental disaster aid package, hopefully by the end of the year.
He says lawmakers are considering $10 to $20 billion in emergency funding. He says the supplemental assistance and farm bill extension would both be part of a year-ending continuing resolution if there's enough support. A southwestern Wisconsin farmer says it has been challenging on the farm, but he remains positive. James Edge farms with his wife, daughter, and father-in-law near Fenimore, where they raise about 130 head of beef cattle. Edge tells Brownfield, even with low commodity prices creating lower feed prices, he has to pay close attention to markets and prices. He says when farming gets tough, his family gives him strength.
Having a good, strong family behind me, talking to them when I need them, a little laugh once in a while, not giving up.
Ed says he'd like to see Congress and the new administration make some progress on ag issues.
I hope they get the farm bill straightened out, get some trade issues squared away with marketing and where our beef goes and come, more transparency on that.
Ed spoke to Brownfield during the Wisconsin Farm Bureau annual meeting in Wisconsin Dells. The CEO of Growth Energy has been meeting with the Iowa Farm Bureau this week about the future of low-carbon renewable fuels. Brett Barnett has the story.
Emily Score says Farm Bureau members have the opportunity to compete in a low-carbon economy.
If farmers start using sustainable farming practices or get credit for the sustainable farming practices they're already using, we can command a value for that fuel. We can get a tax credit and pass some of that value on to the farmers.
She tells Brownfield producers will need long-term certainty when it comes to the 45Z tax credit.
It goes into effect January 1. It's technology neutral. It incentivizes the production of low-carbon biofuels. And, of course, an important component of that is having a low-carbon feedstock. So we need signals from government that give us clarity and certainty so we can start making the business decisions that need to be made in the days ahead.
SCORE says she's hoping to hear some 45Z dialogue soon from the incoming Trump administration. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The president-elect for the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association says it's a good time to be a cattle producer. Brownfield's Brendan Peoples has more from the Nebraska Cattlemen Annual Meeting.
We have never experienced the highs that we are experiencing now. Extremely good calf prices.
Dick Pierce tells Brownfield the high prices have been especially welcome for cow-calf producers.
The cow-calf man oftentimes doesn't get a cash in on all the good that happens in the cattle industry, but right now the cow-calf man is actually reaping a lot of reward.
He says there is still some uncertainty heading into 2025.
When's the bottom going to fall out? I mean, who knows? Right now, we're not seeing any expansion of the cow herd. That doesn't look like it's anything that's going to be on the horizon in the near future.
Pierce says as long as the market conditions remain favorable, producers should see continued success. From the Nebraska Cattlemen Annual Meeting in Kearney, Nebraska, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Christmas is just around the corner, and a great present for your outdoor cook would be a grill. We carry Weber, Napoleon, Charbroil, Blackstone, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Also, we have the pellets, charcoal, and all the accessories for your cooking needs. Plus, buy two and get one free on wood chips, chunks, and cooking pellets. So stop in our Richland Center and Muscadet stores for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was light Wednesday and cash hogs were steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be a part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle business was light at midweek. Trade was reported at 300 dressed in Nebraska, $3 higher than the previous week, with some live sales at 193. Asking prices were 192 plus live in the south, with bids of 193 live in Colorado. There's still probably some trade left to be done. Tuesday's business was light at 191 live in Kansas, steady with the previous week's weighted average, and at 191 live in Texas, a dollar higher. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, compared to the previous week, feeder steers and heifers were steady to 5 higher in good demand, while steer and heifer calves were 5 to 10 lower, with the best demand there on weaned calves with shots. USDA says receipts were up on the week and the year. Most of the offering were steers, and half of the feeder run overall weighed more than 600 pounds. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 5 to 600 pounds range from 279 to 355. 7 to 8 weight steers brought 250 to 271. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds are reported at 257.50 to 330. 6 to 7 weight heifers sold at 240 to 278. Box beef was lower with moderate to heavy movement. Choices down 50 cents at 311.23 and select beef is $1.54 lower at 278.11. The estimated cattle slaughter of 125,000 head was unchanged on the week and down just under 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to modestly lower with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. After a higher move at midday, it looks like buyers were able to pull back and spend less to move the needed near-term numbers. Domestic demand continues to be inconsistent. USDA's weekly export sales numbers are out today. National direct barrels and gilts closed 72 cents lower with a range of 76 to 84 for a weighted average of 81.39, with Iowa Southern Minnesota down 59 at 81.97 and the Western Corn Belt 48 lower at 81.73. Pork closed 27 cents lower at 92.87. Loins, ribs, hams, and bellies were down. Butts and picnics were up. The estimated hog slaughter of 487,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and nearly 4,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield. Direct cattle business Wednesday was mostly at $300 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield.
Soybeans were up modestly, and corn was mostly firm, with both keeping an eye on demand. January beans were 3/4 higher at 9.95 and a half. March was up 2.5 at 10.02 and 3/4. March corn was down 3/4 at 4.48 and a quarter. May was up 1/4 at 4.55 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct trade develop in the north. Most active February live was up 2.35 at 191.37, and January feeders were $1.72 higher at 259.05. With the pork carcass cutout value lower at midday, February hogs were 20 cents lower at 84.37. April was down 65 at 88.25. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A look at the labor situation on American farms today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farm labor is hard work, and finding people to do that work is hard as well. A recent Farm Foundation forum on this included Alexandra Hill from the University of California at Berkeley.
Employees domestically are going to continue to be harder to find and more expensive to employ. The H-2A program offers this temporary solution. It's going to bring in new influxes of workers, but it's going to increase costs. And so if we want to keep production within the U.S., we really need to find ways to make our businesses more competitive.
Hill says rising farm worker costs could lead to more automation or to a shift in crop production from the U.S. to other countries. Though another panelist, Philip Martin from the University of California at Davis, says other countries haven't figured it out yet themselves.
No country has solved the seasonal farm labor problem. Whether you're in Australia or the UK or Spain or Germany, they are debating many of the very same issues we're debating. How do you protect local workers when migrants come in? What do you do about unauthorized workers? What do you do about labor contractors? How do you regulate them effectively? So it's not something that has easy answers. The hope is that we can make incremental progress coming to an answer.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Milk production was slightly higher in August and September. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The National Milk Producers Federation says milk production was slightly higher in August and September, ending a 13-month stretch where production was below previous year levels. The Federation says it will be hard to increase milk production much more because of scarce replacement heifers and the high cost to expand facilities for larger herds. National Milk says producers are increasing supplies without expanding the herd with higher component levels in milk. As for sales, the National Milk Producers Federation says fluid milk sales were down 1.6% from September of 2023, but sales are above 2023 levels for five of the first 9 months of 2024. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says higher commodity prices and improved high-value product sales bumped October export values, this despite a decline in shipments. Total U.S. dairy export values were up 11% from last year to $695.7 million. Volumes went down by 2%. Shipments of cheese were up 12% year over year and hit a volume record high for the month. Fresh cheese exports were up 22%. High-protein whey exports up 25%. China, the largest buyer. Cash dairy prices were mixed again Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices up 2 cents at 75 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 cents at 175 with 2 sales. Cheese barrels went down 1.25 cents to 167.5, 5 sales there. Butter down 0.25 cents to 252.75, 14 sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 138.25, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Are you tired of paying rent and building someone else's equity? It's time to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment and start investing in your future. Divorce your landlord today and step into home ownership. Whether it's your first home, dream home, or anything in between, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help you make that leap. Call us now, 608-738-8765, and see how easy it can be to own your own home. Why rent when you can own? The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you say goodbye to renting and hello to your new home.
Today's forecast calls for highs around 9 degrees, mostly sunny and bitter cold, west to northwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. 6 degrees below zero tonight, mostly clear and frigid, but still light winds. Also for Friday, 21 with clouds increasing, 17 Friday night, and 36 Saturday. It appears the rain, the mist, or whatever they were predicting for Friday night has been pushed back a little bit now to Saturday. Periods of freezing rain and sleet becoming mainly light rain Saturday afternoon and 36. 5 degrees on the minus side right now with winds around 7. Bundle up this morning, my friends. Here's Paul Overstreet.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa. And it's plain to see they're truly part of him. While we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that older road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed. Still stood by me.
father me, and I'm happy to see my father me.
Janie Fricke on WRCO Radio, the Light in the Milk Cow Show, shining the light on today, Thursday, December 12th. We are moving on toward 6. We're moving on toward Tony's weather. Cold weather advisory, part of the listening area today for temps that could be in that range of 20 to 25 below zero. We've seen them fairly consistently in the upper teens below zero this morning, so it is a serious situation there, and as much as I don't necessarily like it, we could use a little ground to cover. Now, frost is going pretty deep, and we did get a little bit yesterday, enough to track a cat anyway.
Together in every little town, everybody join us, give thanks, good luck and cheer, and sing with us tonight, and be with us all year. Mm-hmm.
together in every little town. Everybody join us, give thanks, good luck and cheer, and sing with us tonight and be with us all year.
Bobby Rice and Lorraine Rice, and happy holidays from the Light in the Milk House Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me, buy two, get one free, all ornaments, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, our coldest morning of the early winter season so far across the Badger State, as temperatures have dipped below zero in many spots, except for the southeast. Wind chill factors, of course, though, well below zero in all areas. In fact, a cold weather advisory in effect basically over the northeastern three quarters of the states. It gets into Sauk County. That runs until 10 o'clock this morning for wind chills of 20 to 25 below zero. Otherwise, high pressure will be sitting over us, bringing us plenty of sunshine today. The wind's gradually getting lighter. Tomorrow should be a quiet day and turning just a bit warmer by the afternoon. Then a low-pressure system over the southern plains will lift north and should bring some precipitation to our area by Saturday morning. Right now, it looks like it could be an icy mix, so watch out for slippery travel. Hopefully, things warming up enough Saturday afternoon to melt it off. Sunday and Monday should remain mild. Looks like another front coming through on Monday could bring some light showers. The forecast for today, mostly sunny and very cold with a high of 9 degrees. West-northwest wind 5 to 12. Mostly clear and frigid tonight, but the wind's light, low at 6 below zero. Morning sunshine tomorrow, then clouds increasing. Not as cold with a high of 21. Wind out of the east-southeast at 5 to 10. Saturday cloudy and warmer. Low 17 with a high of 36. periods of freezing rain and sleet, possibly becoming mainly light rain for the afternoon. Heading into Sunday, some drizzle possible early in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild. Low 31 with a high of 40. Monday, mostly cloudy and mild. 50% chance of scattered light rain showers. Low 31 with a high of 41 degrees. Tuesday, blustery and cooler. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of flurries early. Low 22, high 33. Wednesday's high in the mid-30s, maybe some precipitation by night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Here are the current stats, 5 degrees below zero. Also, yesterday's high was 23. We received a dusting to a half inch of snow. Record high, 55, set in 1911. The record low, 18 below in 1958. Last year's high, 35, and the low was 18. Sunset will happen at 4:28 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 7:25, coming up for tomorrow. East and northeast winds at 7, barometer at 30-35, and no precipitation today. Get about a half hour away from the chance for some more news, weather, and sports updates here on WRCO Radio. We're at 5 degrees below zero. That so far is the overnight low.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We check in with the national news from ABC. Sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by also the Whitaker Market of Hillsboro, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It's 5 degrees below zero. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New evidence has now been linked to Louisiana.